Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's round six on the Monday Waffle on this Anzac Day long weekend. My name's Josh Ratsis. I'm joined in the studio by Soph and Verity. Guys, how'd you like a weekend of footy?
It was good. Good weekend.
It was a massive week of waffle, rounded out by the Freo Derby. Verity, you were at the game. How good was it?
It was great. I'm really glad Clappen came down to join me.
It was
actually
good fun.
And Birchie came along.
Yeah, bit of a girls' day out.
Girls' day out in Freo.
It was just a great vibe down there. It was pretty nervous energy before the match. They had the mascots out. First time I've actually seen any.
Yeah, that bulldog is creepy.
One of its eyes actually scratched off. So it's looking pretty horror film-esque.
We'll start at West Perth Swan Districts. West Perth had another win. Verity, take us through the game.
Yeah, West Perth 13-14-92 to Swan Districts 10-9-69. Both teams only had one win for the season. Falcons locked the ball in their half early on but couldn't capitalise, only scoring the four behinds, but kicked away in the second half. 2014 Sandover medalist Aaron Black continued his great start to the season and did what we've all come to expect from him, having 32 disposals and kicking a goal. Two-time best and fairest Shane Nelson also had a good game. He had 29 disposals. Joel Leeson and last year's leading goal kicker Michael Lurie were both strung up forward, kicking three goals each. So they have a big game against Claremont next week. Swan District's ex-royal Freddie Clutterbuck. What a last name.
It's
got to be one of my favourite names.
Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie Clutterbuck.
Freddie Clutterbuck. Outstanding. 13 marks, 28 disposals and one goal. Last year's best and fairest Matt Riggio had 35 disposals. So that was good effort by him. Tony Note was a threat up forward with three goals, while Alex Howard and Braden Hackett both kicked two. Disappointing loss for the Swans going into the bye next week, and hopefully they rest up and will perform well in their next round.
Yeah, well, they failed to kick a goal in the third term, so probably got to rethink going forward, I'd say. Got to create a few more scoring opportunities. But yeah.
And it's accuracy for all teams at the moment, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of inaccurate kicking, Peel Thunder v Claremont. So
yeah,
Peel Thunder kicked
game.
17 behinds.
I know.
And 11 goals.
And they Claremont were kind of, the first half they were playing well. They had, they were in the lead, and then Peel took over. They had Peel had a host of contributors all over the ground, especially a lot of Dockers were back, so there was a strong Dockers presence. But it was Rory O'Brien who easily best on ground. He had 35 disposals and two crucial goals that pushed Peel forward. Matt DeBoer, he pushed his case for Dockers call up with a massive 36 disposals.
The D floor.
One goal and nine tackles. And then Connor Blakely and Ed Langdon also impressed with 29 disposals. And Tanner Smith was also good. 22 disposals, 12 marks and a goal. And following with Josh DeLuca, who also kicked two up forward, which
is
good.
Big Dockers presence there, isn't
huge,
it?
Yeah, huge. And it makes a difference, like, as you can, tell from the scoreboard.
Blakely went to my high school.
There you go. Yeah. Shout out to Connor Blakely.
Yeah,
There's a few Blakelys rolling around the waffle.
Yeah. If going off the Dockers' performance in the AFL, losing to Carlton, I'd say a lot of these players are going to be getting call-ups next week
definitely.
To the Dockers, because they've obviously got to rethink their season.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much finished for them. They're 0-5.
They should have taken Carlton. They should have beat Carlton.
It's just sad, isn't it?
It is.
They've got to rethink what they're doing down there. So, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of changes in Peel's side as a result of that. So they actually might be getting a few more experienced players, because I feel like Ross Lyon will start wielding the axe at the Dockers.
Yeah.
And you might see players like Daniel Pearce coming down. He was he got a lot of the ball on the weekend, but his kicking and his disposal is just not up to scratch. And so, if take us through what happened with Claremont.
Yeah, so Darcy Cameron, Albany boy down my way, he continued his brilliant start to the season. He kicked four goals up forward. And Ian Richardson proved that he was also a threat, kicking two goals. Jai Bolton, he had a good start with 23 disposals, while ex-Eagles Ryan Neitz also had 23. It was sad for the Claremont Tigers. I'm disappointed for them, but hopefully we'll see them come through against West Perth next week.
Yeah, disappointing loss for them. They're a bit up and down, aren't they, this season? Claremont, not very consistent. Then we had my boys, the Royals, East Perth versus Perth. Third win on the trot for East Perth, so they're really starting to get their season underway. The final score was East Perth 17-9, 111 to Perth 10-7, 67. So the Royals only held a 4-point lead at halftime, but went on to kick 13 goals to 6 in the second half, including 8 in the final term. Eagle Tom Barras was outstanding down back. He pretty much set the whole game up for the Royals. He was superb in his spoiling and intercept marks, and he was able to read the play coming into the Perth forward line, so he really set it up for them. Eagle Tom Lamb had a big day up forward. He kicked 5 goals, while his Eagles teammates Luke Partington, Matt Allen and Pat McGinnity all kicked 2 goals each. And another Eagles teammate, Corey Adamson, had 26 disposals in the midfield, and Mark Hutchings, well, he's really on the cusp of the Eagles team there. Can't quite get a regular game, but he's always good down at East Perth. He had 23 disposals through the midfield. And Stephen Payne celebrated his 100th game in style with 22 disposals, so big congratulations to him. Unfortunately for Perth, while it was East Perth's third straight win, it was their third straight loss, so the Demons have been underperforming a bit the last couple of weeks. They were goalless in the opening term. Bit of an issue. New recruit, your boy, Verity, Clint Jones. Yeah, continued his wonderful start to the season with another big game. He had another 35 disposals in the midfield.
That's 3 more than Hams.
It is. A bit of a Sandover medal
rivalry.
rivalry going on there. Who's going to win it? But no, it's obviously always open. But yeah, they've definitely put their case up early, those two. Speaking of Sandover medals, last year's winner, Aiden Tropiano, was strong as always. In the midfield, he had 25 disposals. And it was the runner-up in Perth's Best and Fairest last year, Lee McKenna, who was also good in the midfield. He had 26 disposals too. First gamer, Lennon Marlin, kicked a goal on his debut, which is good for him, while Callum Worley kicked 2 goals. Perth really need to start finding their feet as a team, or their season will obviously get away from them. They now sit on the bottom of the ladder, and it doesn't get any easier for them. They face Peel next week, who obviously had a big win this week. So, yeah, Perth, unfortunately, haven't got their act quite together. And now on to the big one, the Fremantle Derby. It was a massive game. Birch, Soph and Verity were all down at the game. Verity's filed this report. Let's have a listen.
Fremantle reigned supreme after a nail-biting Anzac Derby clash against East Fremantle on Saturday. Atom Stadium, the Sharks' home ground, transpired with nervous energy before the game as a big crowd turned up to see if they could break the Derby win drought, with South Freo winning the last 12 in succession. Matthew Watson delivered a dominant performance with 5 goals to his name. Brett Peake bobbed up with 2 late goals, and then Jack Perham kicked 1 to help the Sharks lead by 2 points at the 26-minute mark. But Hayden Schleith, aka Christmas Boots, then put South Fremantle back in front, and then Ryan Cook sealed the deal with 1 more for the Bulldogs to prevail, 13-16-94 to East Fremantle's 13-9-87. The East Freo boys seemed a little bit gutted after such a close match. We spoke to Cameron Eaterly.
Yeah, just a couple of things didn't fall our way. It's just how it goes, you know. One little mistake might cause a goal, which happened in the end.
Did you think that overall the boys did really well today, obviously?
Yeah, I think we performed pretty well. It was a pretty even battle the whole game. Third quarter might have let us down a little bit, but we almost came back and won. So, yeah.
Were you expecting it to be that close?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard game. We knew it would probably come to the last quarter, which it did.
Ashton Hams racked up another 32 disposals for round 6, who we were able to speak to after the game.
Yeah, lucky to get the win, but we'll take it and 4 points and move on to Subi next week. So, we needed a win like this, so it's good for the young group.
Yeah, it was pretty close in the end. What got you through in the end?
I don't know. Bit of heart. We got just a couple of wins early and really bit of positive and I don't even know what I'm saying. I've lost words, but just a bit of heart, I think it was. Just young boys just want to win, and that's what's changed this year. I think the boys are winning the Resi's flag last year, and I think it's just sort of a pretty good feeling winning, so we're sick of losing.
The Bulldogs remain undefeated alongside Subiaco.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Just continuing on with that amazing Freo Derby, we're going to speak to Matt Jupp a bit later on, who was the fullback for East Freo on the losing side, unfortunately, but on his team, Josh Simpson took one of the hangers of the year. You guys were at the game. How high did he get?
So good. He just cleared. You know when there's a bit of a scrum, there's a few people around him, and he just, cleared. Cleared the pack.
We've got a bit of audio from the game. Have a listen.
In ball. Oh, Josh Simpson! Oh. Well, up he went. And Josh, with some elevation, third man in the queue. Well, there's our contender for 2016.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
We're now joined by East Brio's Matt Jopp. Unfortunately, you couldn't get the win, Matt, but how'd you brush up personally after the game?
Yeah, it was just disappointing to lose such a close derby. But personally, I copped a bit of a knock on my shoulder, so a little bit sore today. I'm having some scans a little bit later this afternoon, so potentially no real major damage, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Hey, Matt, how are you going? It's Verity here. I was at the match and I went and spoke to Cam after the game, but I could see that a couple of the boys were maybe just a little bit teary, a bit disheartened after the match because it was such a close one. Were you a little bit disheartened that it just got away and that it was almost the last 2 minutes of the game?
Yeah, it's a dejecting feeling when you lose a close one like that, especially derbies. You know, we sort of pride ourselves on playing well in derbies and to being honest, we played pretty well. You know, it was a great game of footy. It was a good spectacle. But to be on the losing end of games like that, it's one of the worst feelings you sort of experience in footy. So, yeah, there were probably a couple of tears and a little bit of dejection after the game. But you quickly sort of get back on the horse and realise it's a long season and you can't sort of sit there and dwell on a loss like that. You need to pick the pieces up quickly, realise where you made mistakes and where you lost the game and, you know, you move on. This is always next week. It's an old saying in footy. You sort of take it 1 week at a time.
Matt, the Bulldogs are undefeated. What's the hardest part coming up against them? They're obviously a very strong side.
Yeah, they're a good side. You know, Ashton Hands, he was really good, wasn't he? He's a tough midfielder. He's always in and under the packs, and he's quite a small guy, so he's very hard to tackle as well. There's a few of their guys that quite hard to tackle, and they draw a lot of free kicks with their technique, which is it's a little bit difficult to play against. But I think that we lost it probably in the middle, and our skill errors just weren't good enough. But you know, George Hansen kicks that goal on the siren, and we win the game. So it's sort of a matter of a few inches in the end. But that's footy, and you move on. And it's funny, a few of the guys were giving George a bit of stick. Saturday night that he missed that goal, but he backed himself to kick those ones, so you know, next time he won't shy away and he'll definitely have the shot again, I promise you that.
And speaking of next week, what are you going to take away from the game, I guess? What are some of the standout things you're going to work on?
Yeah, I, not having had our review yet, but just sort of chatting to the guys after the game and going through my head, I think our ball movement out of defence, so we were quite stagnant, and we South had quite a lot of taller players, a lot taller than us anyway. So we sort of played into their hands by kicking the ball long down the line, and that sort of fit in with their big ruckman and a couple of their tall defenders. So we need to move the ball better from exiting our defence. Basically, we need to kick the ball into the corridor and play on and run a little bit more. And we probably need to have a little bit more emphasis on our centre bounce clearances as well. We got smashed in the middle, so. That's definitely something that our midfield group will definitely look into.
Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti.
Dennis Cometti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Now, it's a bit different today. Birchie's not in the studio with us because it's her birthday. She joins us on the line, though. Happy birthday, Birch.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks, guys. Thanks for including me today.
You're dedicated.
The wicked never rest.
Yeah, you're dedicated.
The punishment servers never rest.
Did you win this week, Birch? Is that why you're so eager to do it?
Well, no, actually. Oh. Funny you say that. Sophie and Kelly actually won this week.
Yes!
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Good work, Sophie. Got you. You're now equal with Joel. I got 2 points, as did Verity. And once again, Joel and Josh, 1 point apiece. Terrible effort.
So what's the final leaderboard looking like, Birchie, at the moment?
Well, funny you ask that, Joel. I'm sitting on top. Points differential, I'm above Kelly. So it goes me, Kelly, Soph, Joel, Verity, and bottom is Josh, lagging behind by 3 points behind Verity. So
no punishments this week? No one was outright loser this week?
Well, girls, it depends whether we want to give Josh and Joel a punishment. What do you think?
It doesn't work like that. I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that. The rule is if you're outright loser, you have to do a punishment. I don't know what this girls versus guys thing is.
Look, I'm going to be getting a punishment every week. That's because I'm with you, Clapham. Look, I vote with my heart, not with my
head. I do. I think I've put too much faith into the teams rather than actually looking at how they're playing.
Mm. Thanks for joining us, Birchie. Have a wonderful birthday. Hope you have a good day. Got any nice gifts or anything like that? What do you got planned?
Oh, I'm just going to head to Fremantle, Bader's Beach House, have a nice family lunch.
Well,
excited.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, Birchie.
Thanks, guys.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Looking at the ladder, South Fremantle and Subi, very close to one another at the top there. Coming third, Peel Thunder, East Perth, Claremont, and then we have East Fremantle, West Perth, Swan Districts and Perth at the bottom.
We've got some very interesting games coming up for round 7 this week. We've got West Perth against Claremont, Peel Thunder versus Perth, East Perth versus East Fremantle, and my boys Subiaco against South Freo, which will be a great game.
That'll be massive because both teams are undefeated. So
top of the ladder.
One of them's got
Birchie
to lose this week.
And Clapham will be getting pretty...
Birchie's going down.
Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy your Anzac Day holiday. Hopefully the Collingwood-Essendon game today is a big one.
We'll catch you next week.
See you next
week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.